For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. If you've lived in Memphis long enough, you've seen a once vacant downtown transform into something that looks like a real city. The flurry of new apartments and businesses has brought population back to the area. Keeping an eye on the developments is Commercial Appeal reporter Desiree Stennett. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So construction seems to have started on one of the most talked about buildings, 1 Beale. This was the brainchild of developer Gene Carlisle, which really has been on the back burner for decades. Now his son, Chance Carlisle, is running it. What is it going to look like?
By the time it opens, it will have a hotel, apartment building, office space, and also have retail and restaurant space as well. The original plan that Gene Carlisle had a few decades ago was a 1 million square foot single tower building. So think Crosstown, but on the riverfront. And now it's spanned about double the acreage, but the tallest building is about 7 stories now.
You pointed out in your commercial appeal story that for years, everyone has been talking about millennials getting young people back to downtown. But this project is sort of distinctly not for them.
Yes, that is correct. Most of the developers I speak to, generally, they say that this is for millennials who want to live downtown in walkable neighborhoods. However, Chance Carlisle said that this building is for the people who are hiring the millennials. He wants the job creators, the people who are in their careers making 6 figures or near there.
Crash pads for corporate executives.
Exactly.
On the question of demographics, 2 big companies, Indigo Ag and FedEx Logistics, are heading to downtown. Outside of the tax incentives they get from coming to Memphis, several of these companies say that this is a move for the employees as well. Younger people want to work where they live. Is that what you're hearing from the companies?
Yes, and that was the driving force behind the way that the incentives were structured as well. With Indigo Ag in particular, they have a parking incentive that's meant to encourage their employees to live near or carpool or use other methods than every single individual driving themselves. But the idea there is to have people living and working and playing in downtown.
Is that sort of what's driving some of these other building projects like Union Row?
With Union Row in particular, it does include about 700 to 800 apartments that will be a part of the project once it's complete.
And Union Row is a nearly $1 billion project, so that's a massive development for downtown.
Yes, the idea behind Union Row is to change what downtown looks like and really populate some of that vacant, underutilized land with new housing, grocery, retail, office space.
It does seem a bit optimistic for a building project like Union Row, like some of these others, the Wonder Bread Factory, that has so much office space and living space. It seems like they expect businesses and individuals to be moving there almost en masse in order, at least they have to, for all of this development to be successful. Is that right?
It seems like they are banking on the fact that more companies will want to move downtown. And we don't have a lot of large swaths of office space empty, which is why companies like FedEx are sort of taking an unconventional building that was not already set up as office space and turning it into what they need.
One of the weird things it seems to me is that there are still vacant high-rises downtown. Why isn't there more emphasis on rehabbing or fixing up some of these big empty buildings?
I think that the city is trying to figure out how to update these buildings and get them back into working order and how to fill that much space because they're not exactly move-in ready.
Right. Well, Desiree Stennett is a reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is WKNO News.